This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 160. This episode was previously recorded. Can a comic collector of 20 plus years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
On a very special episode, we cover the DC Don't Call It a Reboot announcement. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, June 12, 2011. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
And you can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Now, see, Mark, I thought the big DC news with this, that there was a Green Lantern movie coming up.
Yeah. In addition to the Green Lantern movie, there was slightly larger DC news. In a nutshell, DC in September is resetting all the series to issue number one. There's some sort of editorial reset slash recon slash reboot. We don't know what it's actually going to be. They're going to take all the comics to digital day and date, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And there's also a major marketing effort with the comic book shops. So let's take this one piece at a time, and I do want to preface, we're taping this a week early, so this is as of about a week ago as you hear this. This is what we knew at the time. I'm sure more information and more details will come out in the next week.
But mainly, they're not going to be releasing information until the previews.
Which comes out, if you're listening to this the day we put it out there, which should be the 12th, previews electronically is going to be available on the 13th.
Ooh, so check previews so tomorrow.
Check previews. It might already be out. A good place to see that, by the way, is if you go to comixology.com. There is on the front page, there's a red ribbon on the upper left that says previews catalog, and it'll say a month. If you click on that, you get at least what the details are for the previews coming out. Anyways, let's talk first about the number one issues. So this is going to start with Justice League number one on August 31st, and it's the same week that Flashpoint number five comes out, the finale of Flashpoint.
And those are the only two comics coming out that week from DC?
That's what the impression is, that they'll be the only two coming out. So as we talked about last week, it's unclear at this point whether Flashpoint actually is going to affect this reset or just cause it to occur. It's really not clear whether anything that you see in Flashpoint is going to make it over into this new continuity, whatever it's going to be. So then they're going to put out 13 new number one issues every week for 4 weeks for a total of 52. Of course, they love 52 number one issues.
Now, we don't know if all those are for ongoing series or not.
We do not. But I haven't gotten any indication of any of them not being regular series. And if you're saying, wow, 52 series, right now, if you do the math, currently there's something like 59 ongoing DC series, not including Johnny DC or Vertigo or any of that. So here's what we know, again, taping this a week early, what we know as of this taping, what is going to happen. Wonder Woman number one by Azzarello and Chang, Flash number one by Manapul and Buccellato. And what's interesting here is, this is the first time Francis Manapul has written. He's been the artist on The Flash, and now he's going to be the writer. Aquaman by Geoff Johns and Rice. Fury of Firestorm by Van Sciver and Simone and Sinar. So Van Sciver and Simone are going to write it together.
I was thinking about that because we had heard that earlier. And since it's Firestorm is actually two characters.
Maybe they'll each write one of the characters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That would be
it interesting. Might be an interesting concept if they did it that way.
I like that. Savage Hawkman by Daniel and Tan. Green Arrow by Krull and Juergens, JLI by Juergens and Lepestri.
So JLI is still in the mix.
Yes.
Love that.
Mr. Terrific by Wallace and Robinson, Captain Atom by Krull and Williams III, DCU Presents, an anthology series starting with Dead Man, Green Lantern by Johns and Mankey, Green Lantern Corps by Tomasi and Pisarin, Green Lantern New Guardians by Bedard and Kirkham, Red Lanterns by Milligan and Benes, and My Greatest Adventure, which they're actually taking the storylines that are still in play in the Weird Worlds miniseries. They're actually going to transfer into this new My Greatest Adventure. And My Greatest Adventure is a title that goes back into like the 50s from DC. You know, it was like an anthology series about adventure.
I have to say, referring to Weird Worlds, I'm liking that a lot more than I thought I would when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm a little excited about seeing it continue.
Yeah. So one thing I note, and you may have noticed yourself, is that this seems like a lot of the same creators on multiple titles. And we know that got them into trouble before, so it may be time to bring in new blood, DC.
And yet you were just complaining last week about writers and artists you didn't recognize.
Good new blood. Not bad new blood.
Well, you don't know if they're good or bad yet. Now, one thing I also read, though, is that they're going to move people around, so it won't be the same writers and artists you've seen on books now.
Right, right.
Like Secret Six, I don't think is going to be Gail Simone anymore.
Right, yeah, that's the impression I'm getting. So that's the ones we know are coming out. There's ones that are pretty well expected to occur, because either they're stalwarts that have been there forever, or ones they've separately announced that were going to happen. Batwoman, Teen Titans, Action, Superman, Batman, Batman Incorporated, Detective, Secret Six, Legion of Superheroes / Legion Lost, and they've announced that. We don't know if they're going to get both the Legion and that Legion Lost title, and Justice Society of America and Birds of Prey. And then there's rumored ones, Supergirl, Nightwing, Batgirl, Vigilante as a Western title, Grifter, which is a Wildstorm character, and they said they were going to reuse the old Wildstorm characters, OMAC, and Adventure.
But Adventure, didn't they say that was going to be some other character again?
I heard Dead Man at one point, but now they're saying Dead Man's going to start
in other
My
anthology.
Greatest Adventure. So maybe that's maybe
the
Adventure's going away.
DCU Presents.
DCU Presents, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So in the next week or two or next few weeks, and certainly by the time Previews comes out, we'll know what the rest of the 52 titles are. We'll see. Now let's talk about the editorial plans. So DC says it's not a reboot. They made it very clear. But here's what we do know. The JLA will go back to pretty much the classic team.
Plus Cyborg.
But Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash, Aquaman are going to be in there.
Nobody remembers Aquaman.
No, they don't. Firestorm, Jason, and Ronnie are both the same age now. And prior to this, Ronnie was quite a bit older than Jason was. And now they're both high school students, I believe. Green Arrow, Oliver Queen is a billionaire again, which is how he started as a character when he was pretty much Batman Light.
They're really going to have to do something there to make him a billionaire again.
Well, if they're resetting continuity, they're just like, oh, he never lost his fortune.
Well, exactly. I wonder if it will go back to where, you know, nobody knows he's Green Arrow, too.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And then the group in the JLI, and this is all based on what is on the cover, and that's the only artwork they've shown for the new Justice League International, Captain Atom, Batman, Guy Gardner, Fire, Ice, Rocket Red, Vixen, August General and Iron. If you're wondering who the guy who looks kind of rocky or metally, kind of an orange color, he was on the right side of the cover. That's August General in Iron from the Great Ten, the Chinese superhero team.
Right.
And then there's a mystery brunette on the lower left-hand corner. And nobody knows who it is, at least not as of this
Not
taping.
Officially.
Not officially. Theories are it's Donna Troy, It's Black Canary. It's Gypsy.
Who knows? But
if I had to put money on it, I think it's Black Canary. And the reason I say that is because what little we see about the her outfit, there are points of it that remind one of the Black Canary costume at one point.
And speaking of costumes,
yes.
And I didn't know if you were planning on talking about this later or not.
Yep. Well, let's talk about the rumors.
Okay.
And the rumor you're about to mention is that there's supposedly an edict about all superheroines must wear pants.
Right. They can't have bare legs showing.
That's supposedly what's going on.
So no fishnets.
Yeah. No skirts. It would have to be pants, pretty much. Unless
no
you're wearing
swimsuits.
Like leggings. Yeah, no swimsuits. I'm not sure why they would do this. I was thinking about it. It might have something to do with the DC's wish to get into some international markets where they're a little more conservative.
Well, in that case, they need to do something about something other than legs.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, say, oh, Power Girl.
I'm nodding my head.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Other rumors that Bruce is the only Batman. That seems actually kind of likely, especially considering that supposedly there's going to be a Nightwing title. So I think Dick Grayson is going to go back to being Nightwing. We'll see.
Or it could be that Nightwing Krypton character.
Oh, no, do that. Yuck. And speaking of the Kryptonian, other rumors that Clark and Lois are no longer married in this continuity, that Clark is younger.
It would be interesting, especially to find out if Lois didn't know he was Superman anymore.
Right, right. They've certainly done that in the past where they've reset things and said, oh, no, she doesn't know. Another rumor is that Clark and Diana are a couple. Something that people have talked about forever.
I really prefer Bruce and Diana.
Yeah, frankly. Another rumor that Barbara Gordon will return as Batgirl, either because she apparently gets better or Killing Joke never happened.
Maybe she goes to Nanda Parbat.
Yeah. I don't know why she's never done that. And, of course, the rumor of fill-in-the-blank fan favorite is back from the dead.
Like
Ted Kord
or Ralph
Dibny.
Sue.
Yeah.
Or I'm hoping for everybody.
Yeah. It's pretty clear at this point this is not a full reboot. It's more like a lot of various retcon, which is a retroactive continuity change. Basically that, oh, we changed this one thing about all the characters and everybody knows now that that change occurred and it's just normal to them.
Well, and that really would work for getting new readers in, I think.
It would allow them the opportunity to clean things up. And that's why Crisis on Infinite Earths happened. That's why Zero Hour happened. They've tried in the past to make things a little clearer to get new readers in. And another way to get new readers in is this digital day and date. Until now, DC has really only dabbled with digital comics. They put out some here, some there, some they never put out. They generally rarely put them out what you call day and date, which is the same day that the physical comic hit the shelves. Now all of the titles will come out in digital on same day and date as the paper copies. They will be $2.99 each, which is the same as the paper copies for a 4-week period, and then they'll drop to $1.99. And what they refer to as oversized titles, the ones that are $3.99 to begin with, will go from $3.99 to $2.99. But in both cases, they'll mirror, at least at the beginning, whatever the paper cost is. There's also going to be a combo pack for Justice League number 1, which will include a code that will allow you to go get a digital copy of it.
And that's just so you can be introduced to what the digital copy is like?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bad idea. DC, and of course the whole market, has realized they have to compete in that space. They cannot just ignore the digital market. But the trouble is they essentially are competing against free, i.e. BitTorrent. So they have to come up with a way to make it either easier or have more features or both. Now, if they allow, say, subscriptions for digital, where you just go and say, I want to sign up for a year of Justice Society of America in digital form.
And are you saying then you would sign up for a year and get a cheaper price?
Yeah, presumably. Yeah, it's no use trying to do it if you if you don't get some sort of discount. And maybe tied into iTunes, and there's been some talk of that, some of the things that iTunes has been doing with iBooks and also with the magazine, which would make it a little easier to do things like subscriptions for comic books if they wanted to do that. Because clearly, if you're going to do the digital, you want something like a tablet. You want an iPad. You can do it on a phone. It works, but it's not nearly the experience as a tablet.
Well, and I think if you have this, what you were going to touch on next, the Comixology Tech Panel Flow,
right.
It works a little better on a phone.
It does.
You know, then you can focus in and just have one panel showing
and
in
you
your
just,
window.
And you just swipe and you go to the next panel.
Yeah.
So the question, of course, is how to do this without killing the comic book dealer. And, of course, the dealers are understandably worried, and they've been worried for quite a while as soon as they ever heard of digital comics. So there's going to be a large marketing effort. According to various information that's come out so far, emails and videos are going out to the retailers explaining more details. As we've mentioned, Previews comes out on the 13th of June with more details, at least the digital version. There are going to be retailer meetings in various areas. There's going to be incentives for the dealers, such as deep discounting for large orders. And in, I think is the biggest change, full returns on these new titles, on these 52 new titles. Of course, you got to order 125% of what you're ordering today in order to get that. And it's only going to go for now from September to November. They said at a minimum, it'll go till November. And this is how the market worked prior to direct sales. You could return comics. And, of course, they're going to have them do exactly what they did back in the old days. They're literally going to strip the covers and send the covers as evidence. Of course, now they'll send them back to Diamond.
Right.
Instead of sending them to DC or Marvel. They're saying that 90% of the cover price will be returned.
But the dealer's not paying the cover price. Are you sure it's not 90% of what they paid?
They said 90% of the cover price is what... Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me either. But that was the official language in this one memo that leaked. So why are they doing all of this? Well, because sales are way down, and they've been down throughout the industry and continue to go down. We had a whole episode on this, if you check out episode 150, where we talked all about how the market has decreased over the last several years. The estimate numbers are out for April 2011. The top DC title, Green Lantern, which was the third highest title, 75,000 copies. The overall numbers keep dropping. The top 300 comics, again, this is from the April numbers, were down 4% versus same month last year, 15% down versus same month 5 years ago. So the industry needs to save the comic book shops so there's somewhere to actually buy them. They need to be able to sell more paper copies. They need to introduce comics to new customers because there are kids today out there who have no idea what a comic book is.
You might think that's an exaggeration, but I've taken comic books, the regular floppies, into schools with me when I go to substitute teach, and I read them in my spare time or when the kids have reading time. And there are kids who are fascinated by the fact that these are comic books.
Right. It's incredible. And in the same time, they've got to push into digital comics. They've got to get into that market, and they got to do all of this at the same time. So they've got to make the move now. It could be that they've already waited too long to do something this massive, but better late than never.
Yeah, but if you think about it, and you think about the people who read comics today, like you, mm-hmm. and how they got into reading comics, it wasn't at a comic book store necessarily.
No.
It was picking it up off a newsstand or at the grocery store.
Yeah. But now we have Diamond. And Diamond is not going to allow the publishers to go back to the old model, unfortunately. And it is unfortunate that Diamond has such a monopolistic control of the comic book industry that they won't allow things to go back to the old model, which is a real shame, but they got to deal with this, the reality of the current situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, there's a lot of sniping on the various message boards about all this because people hate change. But I do hope that DC really commits to this, both from a business standpoint and from an editorial standpoint. you know, don't reverse the course a year from now and go, oh, well, the regular DCU still exists on one of the other Earths and we're just going back to that. And the digital thing really didn't work and we're dropping out of that. No, you've got to move forward and do these things now. And I applaud them for doing it.
Well, I'll applaud them once I see how it works out in September.
At least they're making the effort.
Okay, we'll applaud their effort.
Yeah. Sorry, there's no who's on the cover this week.
2 weeks in a row.
I know. Well, that's just how it worked out. So, want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us on facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.